So we're joined now with Azare Keahi and Christian Grigoraskas, which I totally mispronounced, of College City Growers, to talk a little bit about what's going on in the sanctuary's garden this season. So both of us who are unaware, can you tell us a little bit about College City Growers?
All right. Well, College City Growers is the central hub, food growing hub, on this block-wide environmental campus for the Sanctuary for Independent Media. So we oversee around 5 previously vacant lots, one being Freedom Square, one being College City Growers, another being the L Lot Food Cycle. So College City Growers is where we do a lot of vegetable production. There are some fruit trees there as well. It also houses our aquaponics hoop house and carriage house where we do indoor workshops. That is what that is. Do you have anything else?
Are there any other types of projects you're working on right now at this moment?
Just going to be getting a lot more plants in the ground every single year. Right now, we have a lot of seedlings that just started poking their heads through the soil, and they'll be leading the charge into this growing season. And then we'll keep planting seeds in the coming weeks. And as the ground softens, we're going to keep dividing more of our perennial stock and keep spreading that around the block and providing more of those perennial plants for our annual. Now it'll be the third annual seed plant sale that we put on, and it's all volunteer run and all local as can be. We got a big seed donation and a pretty healthy potting soil donation from Vermont Compost, which is like the mecca of potting soils. We've been starting seeds in that, and so, I think that's it.
So I'm going to cheat a little bit. I got a little greenhouse off of my house. So what seedlings should I be doing right about now, this time of the year, for our listeners?
Right now you can get all your onion seed in. You should have all your onion seed in if you're planning on growing big onions, because those take a while. And onions are kind of finicky seed. They have a small shelf life, so you should buy your onion seed new or risk year-old or two-year-old onion seed and do a grow out of that. Mm-hmm. But everything else, your brassicas, your lettuces, any long-season flowers you're going to do, I guess I'll backtrack. By brassicas, I mean cabbages,
Asian
broccolis.
Greens are great.
Yeah, your bok choys, your pak choys, your
kale,
yeah,
cabbage.
All the kale, cabbage, collards can get started now because they like the cold.
And those things tend to taste nicer in the cold too. So I always suggest doing those brassicas early so that you can get a taste of that winter sweetness or cold weather sweetness. I guess it's not winter anymore.
Are you planning any new projects for the upcoming year?
So I think our focus this year is going to be on more outreach. So we're doing a lot of different tabling events. I know Christian is planning on volunteering at the Transition Troy table on a monthly basis. Is that right?
Yep.
And we're actually gearing up
at
the farmer's market. Sorry about that. And we're gearing up to do a tabling event for Troy Night Out in April, which we'll probably come back and talk about in the future, but that's going to be at the end of April. So just being creative in the way that we're connecting with people and the surrounding community. Outreach. Outreach is our main focus this year. So yeah, I hope to gain more volunteers.
Yeah, probably do some door-to-door outreach in the immediate neighborhood for the first time ever. I guess just by merely being where we are and doing work outdoors, it hasn't proven to be enough, at least in our eyes, for getting local, like extremely local, people right in the immediate few blocks that the gardens are on to come and see what they can learn, because it is an educational project first and foremost, really. It's not commercial in any way. There's no dues that you have to pay. It's just about enthusiasm. So that's how we're involved. We came with enthusiasm 4 years ago now, and here we are holding the torch and eager to teach anybody who wants to learn about all the different facets of fresh food production, vegetables, fruits. We keep bees. We will have chickens again later this year.
That's one thing we actually really want help with from neighbors. Just we're trying to build up a team of people that would be interested in taking care of our neighborhood chickens, and in return they would be rewarded eggs. So if anybody is out there wants that.
Well, speaking of needs, are there other things that either you're hoping neighborhood residents can help out with, or other people maybe listening might want to volunteer? You know, what are your needs? Or is there a big benefactor out there?
This year, we're paring down to having work days be once a month as a matter of just the time that we have to offer to the project, and to use a more efficient approach at what we do. So once a month will be big group ups, and you can stay tuned to hear the schedule of those. I don't think we've decided on which day of the month it will be.
It's actually going to be the last Sunday of every month, starting in April. So April 29th, I believe, is that date. And that'll be the first sort of, they'll be themed around different sort of learning experiences. So we'll be focusing on propagation. So yeah, last Sunday of every month, keep your ears and eyes peeled for that information. And just walk by. You'll probably see us out there once things are warming up.
Yeah, some of the best interactions we have are just from random passersby. We've given away a lot of fresh produce like that. Arguably, we're producing some of the most nutritionally dense produce in the city of Troy, besides other backyard gardeners and community garden plot croppers. And we're hoping that with our citizen science lab that's in the works and some other low-tech solutions, we can actually test our produce versus supermarket produce versus other local farm produce to put our money where our mouth is and be able to say that it is more nutritionally dense. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be exciting.
Are there any upcoming events you'd like to highlight?
Well, we're going to be involved with the Ruderal Ecology Symposium, which is a nature lab event that's coming up. It's going to be in April. Again, it seems like a lot of things will be happening in April. So I believe it's April 13th through the 15th, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday schedule, and we will be helping with a biomapping event on the Sunday. So there will be a brunch, and Christian and I will be assisting bio artist Oliver Kellhammer will be visiting at that time. So we're going to be walking around the neighborhood and just observing what's around landscape-wise, plants, people, trash, and just do a general analysis of what we see on this in the census tract 404. That's something that we've been focusing on the past year.
And how can people learn more about the project?
People can learn more about the project. I primarily update an Instagram. It's Collard City Growers, CollardCity Growers. And the website, which I'm not as involved in as I should be, but the events are posted on the workshop section of the website. And also we hope to be doing a sort of monthly check-in on the radio station during this Wednesday sustainability bucket. So listen on Wednesday nights.
One exciting event that we glossed over I want to mention is April 7th. We're having collaboration with the Troy Bike Rescue starting at 11 a.m. in Riverfront Park, downtown Troy. We're leading a steaming pile tour, a community bike ride that will visit all the hot spots in Troy. By hot, I mean compost piles and interesting urban agriculture projects. So you can see what an interesting city we live in and hopefully generate some buzz around the beginning of this next beautiful growing season.
Well, I want to thank Azaray and Christian for coming in from the College City Growers. You know, in the last 30 seconds, you guys have some interesting segments coming up for the sanctuary bucket that you can think of at the moment that listeners might want to be getting prepared for?
Probably something to cover our grafting. Grafting and propagation is one thing that fascinates us, and that's how we've filled up a lot of the space in the gardens. Plants make more plants for free with a little bit of human interaction, and that's just if you can't get fascinated by that, you might need some electroshock therapy or something.
Oh my God. So, yeah, we probably will come back and talk about our experience grafting this season and maybe even do a little, like, propagation segment on how to do different forms of propagation, whether it be through cuttings or root divisions and things like that.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.